Exclusive, Emma Jo Morris explains how she exposed big tech censors with laptop from HealthScoops. By Robert Krajicek on November 3, 2021. Emma Jo Morris, Breitbart News's incoming political editor, said her reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell for the New York Post helped drive an awakening among Americans about political censorship from big tech companies. "When I was publishing this, I knew it would have a huge impact," Morris said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "I think it had a bigger impact because it was censored." Morris noted her report's transparency with readers in terms of provision of original documents obtained from Hunter Biden's laptop. She also recalled collusion between the Democrat Party, federal government, news media, and technology companies toward suppression and derision of her reporting. She remarked, "We showed original documents, and those documents were tagged onto the article, which many people then downloaded and ran checks on. They were all legitimate. They were all authentic, and the world watched as big tech and the Democratic Party and the security state and big media got together and literally did an all-hands-on-deck campaign to censor another journalist." Morris's reporting was regularly derided as Russian disinformation across left-wing and partisan Democrat news media, including former national security officials turned political pundits marketed as analysts. Morris credited the multi-institution censorship campaign targeting her reporting with increasing the public's awareness of big tech's growing control over access to and production of information. "That definitely changed the world," she assessed. "It really was the marker of the next turning point in American history of the tech generation and of the tech revolution, and how the American people, going forward, have to grapple with this massive governing force that doesn't get included in the Constitution." The apparatus of censorship vindicated the legitimacy and impact of the New York Post's reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop, Morris held. She stated, "I'm proud of the way that they reacted because it vindicated us." Morris warned that Congress is unlikely to be capable of successfully addressing censorship of speech and expression online given the advanced average age of its elected officials. She remarked, "The average age of a person in Congress is like 60 years old, and that doesn't bode well for an issue that is relatively new, and that younger people tend to have more of a grasp on just because they interact with it more. You don't get the sense that there is any solution that's going to come from these people, and so it just drags on, and election after election goes by. Day after day, people are getting this really warped idea of the world because the information that they interact with is so curated by radicals," she cautioned. "The person that controls the language is controlling reality, and that's what these tech companies have control over." The Breitbart News Daily podcast, which launched on Monday, is available for listening and download via iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.